It's Eagle 101.5. A good Thursday morning to you. Mike Reeling, the morning show, well underway now. And we get to check in with Munson Healthcare. And our guest this morning, Dr. Edward Hagen. As we remind everyone, if you didn't know, it's Colorectal Awareness Month. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having me on.
You know, just looking at the top of our page here, worldwide colon cancer, third most common form of cancer and second leading cause of cancer-related deaths. I did not know that. I don't think our listeners knew that.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, you know, it's pretty prevalent. And up here in northern Michigan, there's, you know, even a slight increased risk compared to the worldwide rate. So it's even more important up here that we keep an eye on things and keep an eye on your guys' colons.
Well, why is that? Is it because we're not, you said northern Michigan, there's more. And I guess you could tell us some of the numbers. And why is that? Are we just in northern Michigan, we don't want to go to the doctor, you think? Or
I think we're just nice people, and that's just what happens. But we don't know concretely. It certainly has something to do with all the local agriculture we probably have, and, you know, the history of potential pesticides, possibly. We don't know definitively, but, you know, the good news is we do know there is a higher rate, so we have a little higher suspicion up here.
All right, when should we start getting screened?
So for, you know, your run-of-the-mill kind of average person, the guidelines were just updated a couple years ago to actually 45. It used to be 50, and that's still, you know, kind of the belief in some places. But 45 is the new cutoff when we should be getting you in. And if you do have any risk factors, we usually lower that age sometimes to 40.
All right, I want to talk about colonoscopies, but I want to go back to the numbers for just a second because I sort of skipped over them. The colorectal cancer rates, 4% to 5% higher in northern Michigan. 60% of the cases north of US 10 are detected in late stages, which we want to stay away from those late stages. So let's talk about the colonoscopy and that screening that's recommended.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole premise with colon and rectal cancer is if you find it later or in a later stage, generally the outcomes are a little bit worse. It has time to spread to, you know, other organs and just become more advanced. And so if we're getting these colonoscopies earlier, the detection rate's going to be earlier. And so you're going to find earlier cancers and have better outcomes. The other benefit of colonoscopy is a lot of times we find these before they even become cancers. And so if we find a small polyp when you're 45, if we had waited till you were 55, that would potentially have already turned into a cancer by that time. So it's really important to get in so we can not only detect it, but hopefully prevent it by removing those precancerous lesions.
All right. So once you get it done and everything looks good, maybe once every 10 years, is that what we're looking at? Pretty much.
Yeah. That's the other benefit of colonoscopy. You know, there are other options. Poop in the box is a common phrase, and that's where you actually send in a specimen. Cologuard is the brand name, and it's a good option, but the downside is you have to do it quite frequently, and it doesn't do it or it doesn't remove any precancerous lesions. It just, you know, sometimes detects it. So colonoscopy is really what we strive for, and that's if you have a clean colonoscopy, you're only looking at about one every 10 years.
All right.
So it's a good option.
It's preventable, treatable, beatable. And let's talk about what we can do, you know, with our lifestyle to help prevent it or maybe getting it worse.
Yeah. So, you know, it's what our parents always told us, you know, eat your fruits and veggies. The biggest thing that I tell my patients is stay away from smoking if you can. Really, really work on weight loss. There's a strong tie with obesity and colon cancer rates. And then if you do need more fiber in your diet, not just from fruits and vegetables, but Metamucil is a great fiber supplement that you could buy in the grocery store. It helps decrease your risk for colon cancer, and it helps with a ton of other colon health. And so that's a large discussion point I have with patients in clinic.
All right, doctor, thank you so much. Early detection is key.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You bet. Munson Healthcare, Dr. Edward Hagen, Mike Reeling here, and this is Eagle 101.5.